This is the morning cruise. Wanted to contact a friend of mine from church. Her name is Penny Musco. She put together a one-woman show a few years ago when she was the artist in residence at Homestead National Museum. You can find her at pennymusco.com. But she's also written a book that's just been released called Life Lessons from the National Parks. And it's an inspirational book based upon her visits to the national parks. So what inspired you to devote so much time to national parks?
My husband and I have been traveling for a long time. And this one particular time, it was back in 2009, we were down in Everglades. And I happened to see this bald cypress tree. It was in the winter. It looked really dead. A nearby sign said, it's really not dead. It's dormant. As the end of the year approaches, the needles drop on the limestone on which the Everglades are built. The cane leaves eat away the rock, and then they create a hollow around the tree. And the cavity allows water, which is scarcer in the winter, to feed the tree. And then come April, it gets good again. So I was thinking about this, and I thought, you know, that's like life. That's like me. Sometimes I feel really dead, but God is filling me up anyway. And I said, wow, this is a life lesson from the national parks. And I said to my husband, I'm going to write a blog about this. Will you set it up? And he did. And that's how it got started.
And this book takes several national parks and brings actual devotional thoughts from those. Penny, how many national parks are there? Do you know?
There are over 400.
400 national parks would be kind of ambitious, if not impossible, to visit in somebody's lifetime. How many national parks do you think you've been to personally, Penny?
Including national parks and battlefields and monuments and historic sites, all those kind of designations. I've probably been to close to 100.
That's pretty cool. I can see how you would want to write about this. And again, Penny's book is Life Lessons from the National Parks, Meeting God in America's Most Glorious Places. We've got a couple of these we'll give away in just 1 second. What is the most inspiring, other than the Everglades story, place that you've been in terms of a national park, and what lesson did you draw from it?
It's probably the Grand Canyon. It's really indescribable. A lot of times when our family was there, we just sat in rocking chairs and stared at it. And the point that I make is that the scripture says at the end of Romans, oh, the unsearchable riches of the wisdom and knowledge of God. You can't begin to describe God fully. It's just too much. And the Grand Canyon is kind of like that. It's so awesome. This huge crack in the ground, which is a very simple way of saying it. But that's how God is. Indescribable.
Thanks a lot, Penny.
Thank you.